This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements for other healthcare practitioners, use toxic pharmaceutical drugs, and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. And that is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here for you at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, the longevity business, skin health questions, questions about our Truth Treatments, our Truth Skin Health products, which are all available at truthtreatments.com, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. This is the program where we like to simplify things. Disease has been made way too complicated. Disease is not complicated. It's disease. It's right there in the word. We have overcomplicated it. I always say smart people suffer from a disease called overthinkitis. Don't overthink your health if you're dealing with a health challenge. Talked to my friend Rhea yesterday. She's overthinking. She's got all kinds of symptoms that say malnutrition. That means you're not absorbing. You're not getting stuff through the gut. It's as simple as that. And there are certain fundamental principles that underlie all health and all disease. All health, we said this a million times, I say it every day, all disease is cell disease, and all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood, and that in a nutshell explains health and illness. Now I can tell you the mechanism, it's fascinating, it's really interesting, it's not hard to understand the mechanisms. But the concept, the basic principle is that all disease is cell disease, and all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood, and that, in a nutshell, explains health and illness when it comes to chronic degenerative disease. Now, even infections, which are another class of illness, those also involve dirty blood, but I don't even want to talk about those. I want to talk about our lifestyle diseases, which is the vast majority of our health problems. There's mechanical issues, there's infectious issues for sure, but I'm talking about what's known in the business as CDD. Chronic degenerative disease, also known as progressive disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, liver disease, atherosclerosis, heart disease, cancer. What we basically, and this, by the way, is a very important distinction that we don't make, and it costs us an understanding of how health works by not making this distinction. Doctors are very proud of themselves, rightly so, and I should say the medical model is very proud of itself, rightly so, because of what it's done to infectious diseases with antibiotics. Now, let's leave aside the fact that now we have problems with antibiotics, big problems, not minor problems, big disastrous, like epic biblical proportion problems, at least on the way, and nobody talks about it, and that's called antibiotic resistance. So the distinction between the medical model's incredible unbelievable, miraculous ability, leave aside antibiotic resistance, earth-changing or history-changing abilities to deal with bacterial infections at the turn of the 20th century with the advent of antibiotics. I mean, you got to give kudos to the medical model. Surgery, you got to give kudos to the medical model in the sense that at least surgical procedures today are, they're borderline miraculous. They are miraculous, some of them. But in the realm of chronic degenerative diseases, we have a simple principle or a few simple principles that we have to understand, and we'll understand what to do about CDD, we'll understand what causes CDD, and we'll also understand why doctors in the medical model cannot help us with CDD. Doctors in the medical model cannot help us with chronic degenerative disease. So if you have psoriasis, if you have heart disease, if you have some kind of awful illness, autoimmune illness, for example, the doctor will tell you there's no cure. And while they may keep you alive, and sometimes we mistake being kept alive with a cure, I guess you'd say, or with getting better, just being kept alive, the option isn't just being kept alive. The option is to figure out what the problem is. So anyway, if you're symptomatic in a chronic degenerative progressive disease sense, assume the body is under attack. This is what causes the dirty blood. When I say dirty blood, I'm talking about an attack. That's the key. That's the most important thing to understand. It's a jungle out there. The body has evolved mechanisms to protect itself. When it perceives that it is under attack, things will happen. When the body perceives it's under attack because stuff has gotten into the blood, boom, a whole new way of operating is initiated that involves things like fibrosis and stimulation of nerves causing pain, inflammation, which is the very definition of this defensive response. We're basically talking about the defensive response. Your doctor calls this defensive response by a fancy name. I don't know that fancy because we say it all the time. That defensive response is called inflammation. And this is the hallmark of all CDD, inflammation. They say it all the time, but they don't say what causes the inflammation. The inflammation is a sign of attack. The inflammation is a defense mechanism. It means something has gotten into the body, that the body has been invaded. And when we say the body has been invaded, what we mean is the blood has been invaded. Nothing gets into the body without getting into the blood unless it's somehow inserted, which can happen, I suppose. But for the most part, we're talking about stuff that gets into the blood either through the digestive system or through the skin, occasionally through breathing, probably a lot through breathing, but it's not dramatic enough that we notice a difference. The big problems are going to be stuff that gets into the body through the skin and stuff that gets into the body through the digestive system. Obviously, the digestive system is the most important because we're putting stuff in the digestive system literally 5 times a day, 10 times a day. Vaccines, at least you're only getting once. Not that vaccines are good. Vaccines are an invasion into the blood, a direct invasion into the blood. And while they're assumed to be to prevent disease, assumed, there's tremendous controversy over it. And what's not controversial is that vaccines represent a major violation of the sanctity of the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. That's the fact. That's in the Bible, and that's the biological fact. Vaccines are literally injecting the enemy into the blood. Literally, the enemy, the virus, the bacteria. And the logic is that if you inject the enemy into the blood, defenses will be activated, and then those defenses will in turn offer some kind of protection from invasions that occur just naturally. Like if you just happen to breathe a diphtheria virus, theoretically anyway, you get the diphtheria virus, diphtheria vaccine, your body will have a defense system for diphtheria, and now when diphtheria rolls around, you're going to be protected. However, the fact is that the diphtheria vaccine, which is one of the most popular vaccines, the DPT vaccine, does not completely eliminate the diphtheria attack. You have to have a booster all the time. That's a whole other thing. The whole booster scam. Getting that here in a second. But this is from the CDC, Center for Disease Control. They love vaccines. circulation of the diphtheria bacteria appears to continue in some settings, even in populations with more than 80% childhood vaccination. So whether these things work or not is up for debate, but what is not up for debate is that it's a major violation of the sanctity of the blood. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noti Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. We do have lines open if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, the latest fashion or fad you may have heard about or read about. We can help clear up confusion, and we'd love to hear from you, especially if you have a success story, by the way, or a even just a comment. 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side, and we are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive pages, or the archive page at brightsideben.com. I'm not sure what's up at benfuchsarchives.com, but there may be some stuff up there, I understand. Peter in the UK had some medical problems, or health issues, I'm not sure, medical or health, and hope you get better soon, Peter. In any case, we have archives at brightsideben.com, and then you can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking about the nature of disease, and I don't like talking about vaccines so much because it's just so politically charged, but if you're going to do health and you're going to understand how health works, you know that vaccines are a problem. Now, the logic of vaccines, okay, let's just grant that there's a logic to it. Whether it works or not, I am very skeptical. There's certainly a large financial incentive to promote vaccines. I know that. We talked before we went to break about the DTAP or the DTP, they used to call it, diphtheria tetanus pertussis. Pertussis is whooping cough vaccine. It's four doses. And it's one thing to get the diphtheria, the way the vaccine works, you get the piece of the nasty bacteria that you're trying to avoid. But here's a little list of some of the stuff that you're getting, your DTAP vaccine. You're getting aluminum phosphate. You're getting formaldehyde. You're getting phenoxyethanol, which is a preservative for skincare products that I don't even use. You're getting ammonium sulfate. You're getting all kinds of crap. Bovine extract. I'm not even sure what that means. Polysorbate 80. I mean, it's crazy. Injecting them in the blood? Are you kidding me? Come on. Come on. What? This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. But we're just fed all of this baloney and we buy into it. We just buy into the stuff that's being spewed out from the modern medical model. We're not critical thinkers. We do not critically think. We believe, and this is kind of built into our brain to not critically think, and marketers take advantage of this. The brain doesn't like to critically think because if it can take a shortcut, and that's what a stereotype is, a shortcut, a mental shortcut. They call them a heuristic, H-E-U-R-E-S-T-I-C. It's a mental shortcut. If the brain can take a mental shortcut, it is going to not critically think. It's just the way the brain works. So we believe things we're told rather than do a little critical thinking because our brains are economical and our brains don't want to expend energy. You have to force yourself. The conscious entity that is you, that is running your brain, has to force yourself to critically think. And if you critically think, you're going to see this modern medical model is asinine, absolutely asinine. You're going to really tell me that it's a good idea to put preservatives that are used in the skincare business, which are so nasty I don't even use, and put them in my formulas? You know, I don't use preservatives in my two treatments. We're going to inject that right into the blood? So anyway, and by the way, this is really amusing, not. A lot of these ingredients are in there intentionally as what they call them adjuvants. An adjuvant is a toxin that's extra toxic because the dead virus or the dead bacteria by itself isn't going to elicit enough of an immune response. So they have to put adjuvants. That means helpers, which you could think of as extra poison. They put extra poison in there. That's what the aluminum is. The aluminum is an extra poison. It's an adjuvant. The body doesn't want aluminum sulfate or aluminum hydroxide in it. The blood does not. Various fats and oils, various genetic material, analogs of bacterial genes, these all represent a major invasion into the sanctity of the blood. And then in the last couple of months, maybe the last year or so, and I just read it again, now they're looking at an Alzheimer's disease vaccine. They want to stimulate defenses. They want to initiate a defense against a component of the plaques. Alzheimer's disease is plaques. Plaques are hardening, repair. The same thing. It's the Alzheimer's disease is arthritis of the brain. It's not a disease. It's the way the body's responding. The symptoms, we call it the disease. But It's the way the body's responding to deterioration. And as dumb as vaccines are, as the very concept of injecting a poison into the blood is, to try to get a vaccine against what is, at the end of the day, a protective mechanism, a defense mechanism, that's what the plaques are, a defense mechanism, it has got to be one of the dumbest ideas in all of the medical model to think you're going to vaccinate against Alzheimer's disease. Listen, there's no cure for Alzheimer's disease. I'm sorry. By the way, this is from UCLA, Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. Alzheimer's amyloid plaque removal may be aided by vitamin D and omega-3. Interesting. Team researchers has discovered how vitamin D3, a form of vitamin D, and omega-3 fatty acids may help the immune system clear the brain of amyloid plaques. Now, I want to caution anybody thinking this is a cure. It's not. It just supports the body's ability to repair itself. Fats, vitamin D, and omega-3 fats are critically important for the repair of neurology, for neurological repair, both of them, and they work together. And if you have a gallbladder taken out, guess what? It's very likely you're going to be deficient in these nutrients, and if you're not in the sun, likewise. But we're going to get a vaccine. We're going to do a vaccine against Alzheimer's disease. The plaques that are associated with Alzheimer's disease, the amyloid, are part of the body's repair system. There's actually a disease called amyloidosis. It's not even a disease. They call it a disease. But amyloidosis is really just amyloid fibers in the kidney and in the liver and in the various soft tissues of the body. Now, the mechanism of how all this happens is very fascinating, but you don't necessarily need to know it. You just need to know that it's a response to toxicity. It's a response to something that's getting into the blood. Nutritional deficiencies compound it, but you're not going to be able to take full advantage of the body's ability to repair itself and be fresh simply by nutritionally supplementing if you're eating a lot of crap and your body is being subjected to toxicity, your blood is being subjected to toxicity. So there's no, forget the Alzheimer's vaccine, that's not happening. There's no Alzheimer's vaccine. There's no cancer vaccine. These are all signs of the body somehow being subjected to abuses that it cannot handle, and you can't be vaccinated against abuse. That's basically what they're saying. You're going to be vaccinated against the abuse you're giving your body. We're going to give you a vaccine against modern life. That's basically what they're telling you. We don't need a vaccine. Just support the body's ability to handle modern life, and let's maybe work on modern life a little bit, too. So plaques, whether they're amyloid plaques in the brain or amyloid plaques in the lungs or amyloid or cholesterol plaques in the arteries, they're always about fibrosis, fiber formation, and repair. When you hear, with the exception of dental plaques are bacterial plaques. Plaques just means a flat substance that's spread on some kind of surface area, biological surface area, whether it's teeth or whether it's blood vessels or whether it's in the brain. Or it's probably blood vessels in the brain. Basically, blood vessels and teeth that form these plaques. Surprise, surprise, blood vessels. Anyway, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting today with Mexico's foreign minister to try to reach an agreement over immigration and tariffs. President Trump threatening to implement tariffs on Mexico if it doesn't do something to stop the flow of migrants traveling through that country to the U.S. border. Last night, U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham said,
if tariffs is what it takes to get Mexico to do better on their side of the border, I'm all for tariffs. Trump's not the problem. Mexico's the problem.
He spoke on Fox News. President Trump joining British Prime Minister Theresa May, Queen Elizabeth, and leaders of over a dozen other nations to commemorate D-Day in Portsmouth, England. The president reading the same prayer President Roosevelt read during a radio message just ahead of D-Day in 1944. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
On the bright side, pharmacist Ben here. Got lines open. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's see. Got a couple of cool stories, and we'll get your phone calls. 844-236-6010. This was interesting. A team of Pfizer researchers, Pfizer being one of the biggest drug companies on the planet, a team of Pfizer researchers made a startling find in 2015. This is interesting for a couple of reasons here. The company's Enbrel rheumatoid arthritis drug, it's one of those monoclonal antibody drugs that shoots down the chemistry of the immune system. We talked about that yesterday. These new drugs, you see the UMAB drugs, they came out, I think, in the 1980s. And these drugs are really the latest in high-tech when it comes to prescription drugs. It's called immunotherapy, and instead of just shutting down the immune defense, this is, I'm being very general here, instead of shutting down the immune defense system at the hormone level, at the steroid level, at the cortisol level, they target specific chemicals that are involved in immunity. They call it, it's super high tech. All right, let's check this out. The company's Enbrel rheumatoid arthritis drug, rheumatoid arthritis and autoimmune disease, appeared to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease by 64%. Now, what the heck does that mean? It reduces the risk of Alzheimer's disease by 64%. That means they take a bunch of people and they do the work a bunch of mathematical numbers. It's called an algorithm, just a bunch of formulas, and they put it all together in a computer and they come up with numbers. That has nothing to do with the individual. At any given moment, if you're eating crap and your body's toxic and you're forming plaques, you're going to have Alzheimer's. Whether or not you get a vaccine. But when you take a bunch of people and you do some numbers, it reduces the risk by 64%. Meaningless. And this is the games they play with us. And it'd be one thing if they're playing games for fun, but if they're playing games with our health, the health of our parents and grandparents and children, it's just rude. But here, this is the point of this. This is the point of this article. It's from according to the Washington Post, this Enbrel stuff reduced the risk of Alzheimer's disease by 64%. But here's the thing. After several years of internal discussion, Pfizer chose not to further investigate. The results were from an analysis of hundreds of thousands of insurance claims, but verifying this would have had the effect that people would require a cost, that Pfizer would require a costly clinical trial. They didn't want to do it. They didn't want to pay for it. So now they're getting ripped for not coming out with a vaccine for Alzheimer's, as if they're the bad guys. It's like they screw you on so many levels here. They screw you with the idea that you can think there's a vaccine, and then they make it sound like Pfizer's a bad company for not coming out with a vaccine because the vaccine's so wonderful. It's like this incredible mind, you know what, at so many different levels. But once again, the remedy is to inoculate ourselves with critical thinking. That's, you inoculate yourself with information. We need mental vaccines. We need mental vaccines against the dirt, the poisonous propaganda dirt in bacteria, the bacterial propaganda. It's no accident they call this propaganda viruses. Have you ever noticed that? They're called mind viruses, memes. A mind virus is propaganda put out by politicians who make the drug companies seem like they're bad guys. It's a trick. They make the drug companies seem like bad guys, so we'll scream that we want our drugs. And I'm not talking about you guys listening to this program, but I am talking about probably your parents who aren't listening to this program, or your kids who aren't listening to this program, or your husband or wife who's not listening to this program. They probably believe it. It's so anti-human. All right, I don't want to be all negative here. This is cool. Smell receptors in the body could help sniff out disease. Check this out. When you breathe an essential oil, when you inhale an essential oil, your liver benefits because your liver smells the essential oil. There are olfactory cells. There are smell cells in your liver. There are smell cells in your bone, or at least smell receptors. When we breathe an essential oil, when we smell an essential oil, or anything really, little molecules, smell molecules, hit little spaces in your cells, in your nose, and chemistry happens. That's the logic of essential oils. But those same cells live in your liver and in your intestine and your spleen, as well as in your nose. Yes, your liver has a sense of smell that responds to essential oils. A review of more than 200 studies reveals that olfactory receptors, proteins that bind to odors, perform a... This is from the American Physiologic Society, last July. Proteins that bind to odors that aid the sense of smell perform a wide range of mostly unknown functions, get this, outside the nose. They call them extranasal olfactory receptors, and they have the potential to be, according to this article, to be used in the diagnosis and treatment of health conditions such as cancer. How cool is that? That's the logic behind the effectiveness, which everybody knows who's tried them, behind essential oils, behind the medicinal power of essential oils. Essential oils are really amazing molecules. They're the active ingredients in a plant. An essential oil can be thought of as the active ingredients in plants, at least in the fatty portion of plants. They're super, super, super concentrated medicines. And probably your doctor thinks that they're silly, but he needs to read this article from the American Physiologic Society that talks about how your liver picks up on the odoriferous compounds in various essential oils. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Aaron in Alberta, who's been holding on a long time. Why can't I not get Aaron? Oh, there's Aaron. Hey, Aaron, what's up, buddy?
Not too bad. How are you?
Doing good. What's going on out there in Alberta, Canada?
Not much.
Is that the prairie?
I'm just trying.
Is Alberta the prairie?
I believe I haven't been out of Edmonton. I believe it is part of the prairie with Saskatchewan.
Okay, cool. Well, what's going on? How can we help you?
Well, I've got just a comment that I wanted to say based on what you talked about today, and I just wanted to also ask you a question. I don't want to take all your time.
I want to hear your comment. Comments are very interesting to me, by the way, for all the listeners. I like to hear what you guys think. So go ahead, Aaron. Thank you.
Thanks. I wanted to just let you know about a legal deposition that's on YouTube. It seems like it's a legal deposition. It's a legal deposition with Stanley Plotkin, who is the godfather of vaccines.
Right.
And he the devil's in the details. I've listened to about 8 hours of the legal deposition. What was called the Nuremberg Code was mentioned in the legal deposition. A book called Vaccines and Autoimmunity, which was written by a couple medical professionals. It's a very expensive book.
So what's the bottom line here? I'm not sure what the deposition, what you mean by deposition, like a court deposition?
Well, I guess there was a husband and wife, and the wife did not want to vaccinate the child, and the husband did. And so what they did was brought the doctor in as a specialist and as somebody to to confirm information regarding vaccines.
It wasn't Plotkin. Was it Plotkin that they brought in?
That's correct.
Ah, and so for the listeners, Plotkin was a doctor who is a kind of like a consultant guru of vaccines. He works with a lot of the vaccine companies, and he's like their representative, and he gives them a scientific and medical face, basically. Hey, Aaron, I got to take a break. You, ask your question when we come back. I got a bunch of calls I want to get to. Okay, buddy. All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Going to take a break. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we'll be back right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side, and we are talking to Aaron in Alberta. What's up, my man? Ask your question, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Okay. I've been looking into, because you've mentioned the ketogenic diet, I've been looking into the carnivore diet. I've heard about the differences of the bioavailability between plants and meat. I've heard that the bioavailability of nutrients in meat is much more bioavailable than the ones in plants. And I've been learning a little bit about anabolic resistance and sarcopenia, and I want
to listen to you, Aaron, my man. That's very good. That's awesome. Anabolic resistance. I like that. Yeah, anabolic resistance is a serious issue when the body is chronically attacked. Eventually, the anabolic response will be dumbed down. We won't respond to the anabolic response as effectively. That's resistance. Insulin resistance is a type of resistance. It's one of the ways that the biochemistry gets messed up is eventually we become resistant to the signals. We don't listen anymore. Our cells don't listen anymore. And that is a big problem. Now, when you say carnivore diet, do you mean the paleo diet, or is this a new diet where you're just eating meat that I haven't heard about?
It's a very fascinating, there's many people on YouTube, you know.
Is it just meat, Aaron, or is it paleo, or is it just meat?
I would say it's different types of animal products, like raw milk, meat.
Got it.
Raw liver.
Sounds like a paleo diet. Sounds like a paleo diet. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with the protein. Say again.
I guess you could call it paleo. I don't know.
I'm going to call it paleo. It sounds like maybe a modified paleo, but it's basically paleo. Here's the problem with paleo, okay? And it's not the best diet. Keto's the best diet. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Paleo is a high-protein diet, okay? That's their thing, is paleo. We need a lot of protein. And we do need protein. The problem with protein is if you're not out there using your protein, you aren't going to get the benefit of the protein. As you won't maximize the benefit, and that protein is going to get stored as fat, and it's going to throw off your blood sugar. And this is why the paleo, people don't lose a lot of weight on the paleo. It's better than the average diet, we'll put it that way. It's better than the standard American diet, so people will get benefits, but it's not as good as the keto diet. Too much protein that's not being used by people. If you're out there weightlifting and bodybuilding, you're an athlete, that's one thing, but most of us aren't. Most of us who are doing the paleo are just doing hamburgers and steaks. Now, that doesn't even take into account the fact that animal food today is poison. Animal food today is some of the most poisonous foods you can eat. not because of the animal food, but because of the way the animals are treated and the stuff they give them. You follow me?
Right. Yeah.
So it's not a good diet. The keto diet, you say, well, the keto diet, you have protein too. Well, yeah, but it's not that high. And the key to the keto diet, you're a smart guy, Aaron. You've heard me before. What's the key to the keto diet? It's not the high fat either.
Right. Well, from what I understand, and I could be wrong.
What, two words. Just two words. What's the key to the keto diet? Two words.
Fat and intermittent fasting?
You're on the right track. Low calorie.
Right.
That's the key to the keto diet that nobody talks about. Everybody loves the high fat part.
Right.
You know, everybody knows the low sugar part, but the low calories, the key. It's getting a high percentage of those low calories from fat. It's a very hard diet to do correctly.
But
most people do the keto.
Sorry to interrupt. I just want to try to make this quick. My concern about what I'm being told in regards to not going on to a high protein diet is exactly what I asked you about the anabolic resistance. As I age, I'm going to have harder time of anabolic resistance.
Not necessarily. You're thinking the high protein will tend you towards anabolic resistance?
The high protein will push me, because of the anabolic resistance, the high protein will help push past that anabolic resistance.
No.
Because there's a...
Anabolic resistance is a biochemical issue that is an adaptive response to too much anabolic chemicals being secreted in your blood. And the body is starting to dampen down, the cells are starting to dampen down the response because there's too much anabolic response from sugar. Anabolic resistance is a sugar problem. Sugar revs up the body. Eventually, and it turns on chemistry that revs up the body, and eventually you stop listening to that. Anabolic resistance is very similar to insulin resistance. Insulin is a building substance. So no, that's not going to happen. However, the high protein, if you're not out there working out and doing stuff, and you're doing a lot of protein with a lot of calories, there's a good chance that you're going to mess up your blood sugar, and you're going to gain weight, and you're not going to help your body's chemistry. I go keto. Aaron, I got a bunch of calls I want to get to, buddy.
Okay.
But thank you for the questions. Those are really good questions. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And have a great day, buddy. All right, let's go to Kay in Minnesota. Good morning, Kay. What's going on? How you doing? Are you listening on the radio, Kay, or are you listening on the internet?
I'm listening on the radio.
Which station is it?
1570 AM.
It's 1570 AM?
Yep.
You don't know the call, you know the call letters?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Twin City Wellness.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad we're out there in Minnesota. I love Minnesota, and I love Minnesotans. So what's going on, Kay, in Minnesota?
I'm a lifelong learner, and I call myself a holistic health poet. And yesterday I was so impressed by the things you had to say that I decided I really needed to write some poetry about it.
Oh, my God. Well, hang on. I want to hear your poetry. I want to hear your poetry, but what were you impressed with? Or what turned you on?
First of all, I need to clarify some points that you said. And the first thing is, you talked about the body, the body steps to disease. It's number one is toxicity, and the last one would be calcification. What are the ones in between there?
Well, it's not quite that sequential, but if you see, so you got toxicity, then you probably have inflammation. And then you have starvation, cellular starvation and suffocation and toxification. The cells don't get fed. They die. They spew out their contents. You get more inflammation and defense, if you will. The calcification represents a defensive response, and it's the end result of all the inflammation and starvation and suffocation and toxification. The end result is calcification, fibrosis, sclerosis. This is all disease. Do you get this, okay? This is everything. This is the mechanism underneath all our chronic degenerative diseases. So what part was it that just kind of got you going there? Hit your hot buttons, just for curiosity's sake.
Okay, now you had talked about fibrosis, and what was the second one that rhymed with fibrosis?
I'm not sure exactly what you're saying here. The general process is the blood becomes toxic, the toxins get dumped out, all that in the tissues, the soft tissue, it's called the extracellular, the stuff outside the cell. It gets dumped out. That stuff becomes clogged. All that clogging leads to a breakdown in the way a cell gets fed, the way the cell gets oxygenated. Oxygen and food can't get through. And then toxins can't leave. And that area, that little local area, becomes basically toxic. itself. And then the cell, because it's starving and suffocating and can't get what it needs and it's swimming in its own poisons, that dies. And it explodes. And when it explodes, it spews out all its contents, and then the body has to protect that area. And eventually, this keeps happening on and on and on. And eventually, you get a hardening around that area because part of that protective mechanism, that inflammatory protective mechanism, when it's chronic, is a hardening. It's like a wall that's being built around an area that is damaged or weak or diseased. You follow me? So it's like
yes,
a toxic.
Wall.
Say again? I'm happy to go over it. Like maybe I'll go over it tomorrow. I didn't realize it was confusing, but maybe it is a little bit confusing. So we'll go over it tomorrow. We're going to be out of time.
It wasn't. I just couldn't write fast enough to follow.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I hope it's not that confusing.
Yes,
it shouldn't be. It's not confusing, is it?
No, it's not confusing. It's just I couldn't write fast enough.
Okay, no worries.
I'm writing something, and I want to make sure that it's accurate.
I want to hear your poem, though, and we only have a few minutes. We only have like a minute.
Oh, well, I can't.
You can't do it in a minute? Call me back tomorrow. You want to call back tomorrow?
Maybe. No, tomorrow I have an appointment. Can't.
Well, call back. I'm on every day. You can call back.
Is there any way that I can write you the poem?
Yeah. Ben at KSCO.com.
Where?
Ben at KSCO.com. And I know I talk fast. I apologize for that, Kay. I'm going to get one more call in, Kay, but I'm very interested to see what you wrote. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much.
Have a great day, Kay. All right, Dan in California. What's up, my friend? Dan?
Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, I'm calling regarding a healthy 15-year-old boy that has one leg that is swollen. And it looks
that
like
he's not healthy. That's a sign that something's messed up in there. I can't tell you what.
No, discomfort.
There's got to be some other symptoms. Do you have any other symptoms?
No, there's no discomfort or anything. It's just swollen. And swollen I recommend means it's elevating the foot of the bed. And
no, it shouldn't be swollen. There's no pain or anything?
No pain.
Yeah. That's something you want to know what's going on there. There should definitely not be swollen.
Yeah,
that means
figure it out.
That's interesting. And then how about things like a rebounder hanging upside down? Have you tried that?
That's what I suggested elevating the foot of the bed, and it seems to help. So that's
try
what
hanging upside down
next.
On one of those. You know what an inversion device is? I'm out of time, buddy. I apologize, Dan. But try an inversion device. Thanks so much for listening, folks. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759. Anyone can.